This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, remember, coming up right after the break, Jerome Corzine's red-hot new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Now, it's a runaway bestseller, right? But the New York Times won't call it as such. They won't go near it. They won't say anything about it. And part of the reason is, you know, they, first of all, they hate the guy. Right? So much for equality, right? I mean, what's really funny is Amazon is banking on capitalism. That little socialist guy. Banking on capitalism. While, I don't know, imparting dictatorship type of rules, right? Think about it. So they won't let him advertise it. They won't let Jerome advertise the book, which I find just humorous. And you know how I mean that. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once we get rolling, though, I won't take any calls. I won't even look at them. This was kind of funny. And the reason I say it's kind of funny is because nobody thought this through, on the left anyhow, which I think is that's what I think is hilarious. Court rules that medical marijuana card holders cannot buy firearms. Right? So you can have it all ways. I love it. You guys who think this is smoking dope is not a big deal, won't hurt anything, won't do anything, and that the courts can figure that out, guess what? They can't. If you have a medical marijuana card, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says, no way. Can't have a gun. Why? I don't know, because there's other medications that are so much worse for you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, there's so many other legal medications that can make you hallucinate and do all kinds of things that they doesn't see the bottom of them. Court ruled 3-0 on Wednesday that a ban preventing medical marijuana card holders from purchasing firearms is not a violation of the Second Amendment. That report from the Associated Press says that there's 9 Western states under appeal court jurisdiction, including Nevada, where the case originated. You know what? I'm not the constitutional scholar, but my understanding is that our right to own guns is not supposed to be infringed. Anybody know what infringed means? You know, slowed down, got in the way. Now, yeah, watch me make a couple people crazy. Look, I don't want you to own a bazooka. Okay? I don't want you to own an atomic weapon, a gun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's got to be a limit to some of these crazy things. But for the most part, if somebody's because of depression or violence, I don't know. I may side with the Ninth Circuit Court, which I never do. But somebody somewhere, somehow, has to come up with some sane guidelines. The lawsuit was filed in 2011 by Nevada resident Rowan Wilson after she tried to purchase a gun for self-defense. She was denied on a federal ban on the sale of guns to users of illegal drugs. See, dope is still illegal. though marijuana has been legalized in some places on a state-by-state basis, remains illegal under federal law. The court maintained that drug use raises the risk of irrational, unpredictable behavior, which gun users should not be associated with. Now, Wilson claimed that she doesn't actually use the marijuana. She simply obtained a card to show her support for its legalization. Well, didn't. Wasn't that the smart thing to do? You know, for $39 or even $29, you could buy one of those paper shredders that has a card shredder in it. Give it up. Yes, I bought these 7 pounds of marijuana to show my support for the local store. The appeals court agreed with the guidelines from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that firearm sellers should assume that medical marijuana holders use the drug. Shaz Rainey, the attorney for Wilson, said that the plans to appeal the decision, good for you. We live in a world where having a medical marijuana card is enough to say you don't get a gun, but if you're on the no-fly list, your constitutional right is still protected. Well, that's because on the no-fly list, yeah, there's a lot of mistakes made. Anyway, he argued that there should be more consistency in how the Second Amendment is applied. Oh, I agree. I agree. Take all the dumb butt restrictions off. That's how it should be applied. Alex Creed, a marijuana law expert at the San Diego's Thomas Jefferson School of Law, expects that the ruling won't be the last we see on the issue. He told the AP that the ruling may be challenged by the people who use medical marijuana. Of course they will. And why shouldn't they? They want to be high and have a gun so that the Dems can protect them when they go in and shoot up someplace. Because I'm sure we've all had friends. Now, come on, my friends on the right, you have friends that have smoked dope. And you have friends that have thought after smoking some really serious stuff that they had stuff crawling all over their skin, right? I mean, come on, let's just use a little common sense here. That would be so nice. And then they wouldn't make fun of us. See, that's part of the problem with us, with us-ins on the right. You know, sometimes we really have irrational conversations or irrational arguments. We want to have it always while making fun of the left for wanting to have it always. Or every way possible. So I always say the same thing. Look at this logically. Look at this with common sense behind it. And don't just use the blanket statement, no, the Second Amendment gives everybody a right to have a gun no matter what. Well, let me tell you what. I would have been fine with a temporary order keeping that nut job, that animal out of Florida, who'd been visited 36 times from having a gun, and I don't think that would have been a bad thing. Jerome Corzine joins me after the break. We're talking about his new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Donald Trump. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. They really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just get to my next guest, Killing the Deep State. Didn't even know what a deep state was until today. My next guest is Dr. Jerome Korzai, and he's the author of a best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. But he's the author of many books, but the stunning thing about this one, in his latest book, the New York Times won't give him the time of day, so to speak. They won't really show the numbers in which the book is being sold at. I wonder what they're afraid of. Dr. Korzai, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Great to be with you. Yes, I mean, Killing the Deep State should be about number 4 in the New York Times bestseller list, given the number of books we've sold. But, of course, the New York Times, hard left, doesn't want anybody to read Killing the Deep State, so they won't put it on the list.
You know,
keeps it out of the front of a lot of bookstores.
You would think they would try to promote you as being, you know, just off the mark, and, you know, this book is just crazy, instead of trying to hide it. It makes people want to go for it even more, don't you think?
Well, and Amazon's done the same. Amazon has said we cannot advertise, though they'll sell Killing the Deep State, we can't advertise it because it has a picture of Donald Trump on the front.
Oh, my God. So somebody might get upset by seeing his picture. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they think it's advertising for a political campaign. I mean, Donald Trump isn't running for anything right now.
Yep.
You know, but the point is, you know, the hard left and you know, Bezos should be, Jeff Bezos ought to think twice about this before one of his geniuses in the book division, you know, gives him an additional reason for Donald Trump. It's going to cost Bezos billions. I mean, Donald Trump's already picked out Washington Post, which is owned by Bezos, and said the Washington Post needs to register as a lobbyist. And, of course, Carlos Slim owns large portions of the New York Times, and, you know, Donald Trump again has been warring with the New York Times, and you know, these two want to. It's the first time I've ever had a book that was banned. I mean, I know the New York Times haven't liked many of the books I've written because they're so hard to the left, and the left is intolerant these days. It's gotten worse. The left doesn't want a First Amendment. They don't want you publishing these books. They don't want anybody reading Killing the Deep State.
No, they want their First Amendment. They what they perceive to be the First Amendment is what they want. Well, Drew, I want to get into the meat of something here. You know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I think that if the government hid everything that some people say that they hid, it's just impossible. Look at how they can't manage their own affairs. So explain to my listeners what the deep state is. You know, they get the sense that, you know, the deepest, darkest recesses of Congress, and that's where all this is going on. What is the deep state?
Well, one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Deep State was I wanted to show the really smoking gun evidence against the FBI. When you read this book, you're going to be stunned. I mean, it was clear there was a coup d'etat effort launched from within the FBI. I think it's still ongoing, to remove Donald Trump from office by a plot to advance this Russian collusion theory, which, you know, there's no evidence for it. There was no Russian collusion, except on the Democrat side. I can prove there was plenty there. But the point is, it extended into the entire Department of Justice under the Obama administration. The CIA and the intelligence agencies got involved with John Brennan. Then the White House got involved with Valerie Jarrett and went all the way up to President Obama with the unmasking and leaking of names from the electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. So the deep state, I think, is going back to the George H.W. Bush administration, this group of globalists, these New World Order types that have penetrated the Department of Justice, the FBI, the you know, all these, the intelligence agencies in particular. They basically think the United States is outmoded, that our Constitution needs to be rewritten, that we should have open borders and join into the one world order of international organizations. This is the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama hard left. And that's what the deep state has adopted as their ideological background. When Donald Trump came on the scene with America First and wanting to preserve the Constitution, these globalists with injustice and specifically the FBI began immediately plotting a coup d'etat. If Donald Trump did happen to win, then what they considered a catastrophe, they wanted to be sure they could remove him from office with an impeachment plan. Well, that amounts to treason. That amounts to a coup d'etat. And as Donald Trump begins a counterattack, which I predict he's going to do, I show you how exactly it's going to unfold in Killing the Deep State. There's going to be a lot of prosecutions and indictments, but they're not going to be a Donald Trump. They're going to be of these traitorous conspirators within the Department of Justice, the FBI, of the CIA and the Obama administration.
You know, I don't want to go all over the place, Dr. Corzine, but when you talk about these arrests, he's had so many opportunities to move to this point. I mean, to arrest or indict people to this point. Why hasn't he done that? Why hasn't Trump forced the Sessions of the world to move on this stuff?
Well, I think the first act of the play was the Mueller first trying to get enough evidence to impeach Trump. And that's out of gas. If Mueller's now gotten down to acting like a thug, you know, arresting professors at the airport and taking away the family and confiscating their cell phones when they were American citizens and would have easily cooperated, bursting into Manafort's home at the beginning of dawn, his wife's in bed. You know, there's no need for this thuggery behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And if all Mueller can indict is 13 wacky Russians who posted some things on social media, the Justice Department said made no impact on the election, and we're not colluding with Trump. If that's all Mueller's got, he's out of game. He's out of gas.
I agree. I've been watching this from day one saying, what have they got? What are they working on? There's nothing here to sink your teeth in, but we'll let it play out and see what happens. Look, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your globalist comment, because I totally agree with you, but I think it goes even further back than George W. So when we return, we'll talk more about that. You know, again, as I said to you, I had a very, very, very interesting conversation with him. I did not expect him to be so pointed. And I haven't listened to him that much in the past. So we had a great two more segments. Don't go far. Come on back. Jerome Corzai joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
We are back, and I like the music. Oh, anyway, let's get right back at it, because I've got Jerome Corzai joining me, and we need to hear more about the book he's written. You know, we're back, and my guest today is Dr. Jerome Corzai, and I very much appreciate him being with me. A very, very busy man. You know, his new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump, it's going gangbusters, but none of you ask the New York Times. They're not interested. According to them, the book's not even for sale or something. I don't know. They're so afraid of the truth. You know, Dr. Corzai, I always said to these people, if you've got the real product, if you've got the truth, you don't have to lie about the other people. You've got it. Right?
You don't have to worry that somebody's written a book.
That's right.
They what are they're afraid of a book.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought only Nazis burned books. I mean, what's the New York Times and Amazon Bezos doing, banning books?
Well, we're too stupid to know the truth, and you might sway us, and, you know, they've got to stick up for the average American idiot, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know where
I'm coming from. It's completely outrageous, and I think it shows how intolerant the left has become.
Yep.
I mean, what I'm pointing out also in the book is not only the nature of this globalist conspiracy that is, it goes probably back to, 1913 or earlier with the Federal Reserve and all the other things that were instituted by Woodrow Wilson as we became, oriented towards a globalist orientation instead of America First and George Washington articulated. And I think we're now, Donald Trump is such a threat to these globalists that they were willing to engage in a criminal coup d'etat. How is it that James Comey, who under oath tells Congress that this fusion GPS dossier done by Christopher Steele in Great Britain is could not be validated, could not be authenticated by the FBI, that it was scurrilous and probably full of lies. That's what Comey testifies, yet at least three times he signs a FISA warrant application for the FISA court, which he uses in part this fusion GPS document as justification that there was Russian collusion and we need wiretapping, electronic surveillance of U.S. citizens who were involved in Trump's campaign. Now, one time or the other, Comey's lying, and that lying has criminal consequences, whether he lied to Congress or he lied to the FISA court. At the heart of it is that the key pivotal document that was supposed to advance this Russia collusion theme was an opposition research piece in part paid for by Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's unconscionable when you actually understand the details of what this Russian collusion was all about.
Mm-hmm. And as of, you know, the other day when Mueller, I don't know what Mueller was trying to do when he said, you know, Trump really wasn't being investigated for criminal collusion, if you would. But on the same side of that coin, Nunes can't get the full folder of what launched this investigation to begin with. I mean, they've got to be scrambling behind the scenes to try to cover their butts, right?
Yeah, and they know it. Behind the scenes, I think there's a group. See, with the appointment of this Huber, John Huber, as outside counsel outside of Washington as a prosecutor, U.S. attorney, working with Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, has got to scare these in the Department of Justice and the FBI who know they were conspirators in this coup d'etat. A group of them have agreed, I'm told, to already give states evidence and participate. They've been allowed to stay. The Strozics, the Pages, these are still there, parked, waiting to be called upon to give their testimony in return for reduced sentences. Others who have left the Department of Justice or the FBI, including Andrew McCabe, you know, had better lawyer up. McCabe, multiple times lied under oath, including to the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, and fabricated evidence. I mean, the extent these conspirators went is astounding. You know, a judge who's been on the case of Weissman and Mueller and the others as corrupt prosecutors. I mean, go read Sidney Powell's book on the lying nature of the Department of Justice prosecutors in the Enron case and the Ted Stevens case. Weissman was involved in the heart of that. Now, this whole prosecution of Flynn with Weissman and all, I mean, Strozek says, well, we know the judge, Contreras, we'll get him a cocktail party. Well, there's a crime. And not only that, this Contreras was Isaac Court. Now, this comes out, and Contreras recuses himself, and the court appoints Emmett Sullivan. Now, Emmett Sullivan is the judge that was the one who exposed Weissman and Mueller and this corrupt crowd of prosecutors in the Department of Justice in the Enron case. He's the one who ripped them a new one in his court decisions. Emmett Sullivan comes in, and on his own petition, he demands the Brady evidence be turned over to Flynn. The Brady evidence is the exculpatory evidence that the prosecutors had. They did not turn over, violating the Brady rule. Now, what Sullivan knows is that McCabe and Strozek modified their 302. They modified their interrogation report on the Flynn testimony. Comey came out and said that Flynn did not lie to the FBI. But by the time McCabe and Strozek got finished writing the report, Flynn was charged with lying to the FBI. I think Judge Sullivan is going to issue an order which will allow Flynn to withdraw his guilty plea, an extraordinary opportunity to do so, rarely done. And he's going to demand criminal investigation of Mueller's prosecutorial staff for covering up the fact that Strozek and McCabe modified their 302 to create this case.
Wow. You know, I listened to what you're saying, and, you know, obviously you've been doing the show for a while. You know, you mentioned the term globalist earlier, and I look at, you know, the FBI and the DOJ now feel, or act, I don't even say they feel, they act like they're above the law to begin with. You've got globalists that have been slowly really growing in power and size, you know, in the government. And do you think this is an attack? You know, Trump comes in. He's a political baby for all intents and purposes. He doesn't understand how it flows. He's screwing everybody up because he's just trying to do the right thing and do what he believes is right for the American people. I mean, these globals, are they? You think they're actually after Trump? Or do you think they're just after our way of life? And he just happens to be the biggest obstacle in the way right now.
Well, Trump is the target because he's the one who's created the America First movement, and he's given patriots all across the country who have been, you know, appalled to see the erosion of the Constitution under Obama, going back, of course, George H.W. Bush, they were massive globalists, open borders, mm-hmm. you know, security and prosperity partnership in North America and the whole works, that George W. Bush pushed with Mexico and Canada. I mean, this whole America for sale approach of the globalists who do not care. In fact, even in the Supreme Court, we've got Supreme Court justices who make decisions by reference to foreign law.
I know. I find that amazing. It's like the Constitution doesn't exist anymore for them. They don't really understand it. That's the reason they're up there, is to make sure the laws fall in line with the Constitution, not with the UN resolutions. It's amazing.
Well, they're there for the exact opposite. They're there to impose the globalist rule and to demean the United States Constitution as a, you know, what the hard left wants you to see is a, as Hillary would say, sexist, racist, thisophobic, datophobic, everythingophobic, you know, pro-slavery document.
You know, as you're sitting here talking and thinking about, you know, when the FBI went to interview Hillary Clinton and they're sitting in, they go into her home, she has them sign non-disclosure agreements, they have to leave their phones at the door, they can't record anything, and I said when Comey came out on Tuesday with his findings, I said there is no way. They went through that data from Saturday, with no notes, you know. They went through that data from Saturday night to Monday night, and then Comey came up with his finding on Tuesday morning. There is no way that happened. But listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, you can comment on that. And I want to know how you think this really plays out in the near future. So we'll be back in a minute. You know, and again, being with him, listening to him, talking with him, the deep state, the term deep state always made me crazy. And one of the reasons it made me crazy is nobody really ever defined it, or nobody ever really wants to define it. And I know Corey Duncan, who was on earlier with us, is listening. He likes to make fun of me, too, because I don't go all the way to town with those things, and I don't run with it like he does. But I want to hear it explained. I want to have it make sense. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. Look at the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's just get right back to him again, because I do not want to waste his time or your time, and I want you to hear the whole interview. All right, so we're here again. We're going to finish this up now, and I got to tell you, I'm having a great time with Dr. Corzai, Dr. Jerome Corzai, his best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. I think you can still find it on Amazon, right, Dr. Corzai? I mean, where can I get your book?
It's still on Amazon, yes. I mean, they won't allow me to advertise the book because it's got a picture of President Trump on the front, and I hate the book. When having a picture of President Trump on the front, I guess they think he's running for something.
They like the money, though, right? I mean, isn't that funny?
Oh, they
love
the
capitalism.
Yeah, they hate the book. And so it's available, though, on Amazon.com. And, in fact, it's been around number 20 or number 30, and it's advanced today after they attacked the book higher on the list. To a lower number, I mean, closer to number one, where it was when it started, by the way. The book has been the bestseller. It's in the front of the Barnes & Noble stores. I mean, the New York Times bestseller won't put it on the list either, despite being about number four given sales, according to BookScan, where it's also a bestseller. The book is available in BarnesandNoble.com. Which has treated the book very fairly, and BooksAMillion.com, which has also treated the book fairly. And it's in bookstores all over the country, although some of the bookstores, you may have to demand they go get it out of the closet.
I know. I've seen that happen before. You know, we were talking about glow, and we'll put all the links up to your book on the show and what have you. We were talking a little bit about globalism, and I'm always, you know, do you see globalism getting more traction with the American populace? Does it die? Do Americans eventually step up here and go, look, we don't want anywhere this, we want to be solid first? What do you see happening and playing out?
I think the American people are fed up with globalism. They knew they were sold a bill of goods. The jobs went overseas, these international trade agreements.
Yeah.
Trump is bringing them back with the steel tariffs, which could revitalize areas like, you know, Ohio and Pennsylvania, West Virginia, getting coal back in production. I mean, all of these things that the globalists wanted to do, open the borders, have us pay for, you know, all the illegals, including the illegal criminals. I mean, the things that the hard left wanted to do were so wacky, you know, protecting illegal criminals, rapists, murderers,
yep.
You know, in preference to average Americans who were law-abiding, letting them out of the jails preferentially in California, giving them driver's licenses, letting them vote. I mean, the illegals are illegal. And that's, again, the American people, I think, by and whole, realize they were sold a bill of goods in this globalism, and they want America back. They want our, you know, they don't want Facebook and Google being a front piece, a keyboard for the NSA, or giving all the data to Hillary Clinton to, you know, defeat, censoring conservatives. You know, Google canceled my account. I started posting about Eric Schmidt having been funded by CIA. Same with Facebook. Well, they put my account back right away, but thousands of others less influential didn't get their accounts back.
Right.
And I think the American people are now catching on and want regulation of the social media to protect their privacy and to protect our ability to use this communications with the Internet Bill of Rights.
You know, Jerome, we were getting close to 4 million a week on Facebook, and we don't cater to Facebook because we're a terrestrial show, but we were getting to about 4 million a week. We struggle to get to, you know, 150,000 to 200,000 now, and a lot of my listeners said they don't get notices anymore at the show's on. So it's just, you know, they are squelching every conservative voice that might get some traction that they can get their hands on. And you're right, if you have more influence like yourself, you can make more noise and put some more pressure on them. But we've allowed this to happen, too, as conservatives, as Americans. Have we not, by allowing Facebook to have so much power and Google and so on?
Yes, and Donald Trump, I think, is onto it. I know he paid attention when my account was canceled and saw the repercussions. I'm sure Donald Trump is going to be very happy that Bezos and the New York Times, Carlos Slim, have banned the book that's supporting Donald Trump and on killing the deep state. I'm sure he won't care at all about that. And, you know, the point is, the book is written that Donald Trump wins, that there's going to be a massive counterattack. And you're going to find that Donald Trump, I think, even if it takes military tribunals, just as he put the military at the border, didn't hesitate, Donald Trump will bring these traitors, including, I believe, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, to justice for treason. Because that's what it was. This was not just a little wink-wink, oh, we thought we'd explore Russia collusion to see if maybe there was something done. No, this was the creation of a false narrative that the CIA and the FBI knew was false, advancing it to the FISA court to get electronic surveillance on the opponent's campaign while ongoing, the opponent's transition, and the opponent's White House, which the Obama administration went in office was releasing the names of Valerie Jarrett and leaking to the press the information derived from the electronic surveillance to embarrass Trump and hopefully to develop this Russian narrative, which could be the insurance policy to remove Trump from office, even if it was a lie, based on an impeachment trial. Now, this has collapsed. This has backfired in the Democrats. And I write a whole chapter in Killing the Deep State showing how Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were on the payroll of Putin, being paid millions and millions of dollars. I name the banks. I name the offshore entities. It's all validated. because they were selling military technology to Russia under the reset, including the hypersonic technology that's now part of this new Russian missile system. And, of course, Uranium One, which Russia paid, I think, $147 million to the Clinton Foundation through various donors. Hillary and Podesta were in the back pocket. He was on the payroll of Putin.
Oh, what?
I named the oligarchs and the Russian criminals who were organizing this for Putin. That's what the Russian collusion was all about.
You know, I'm always amazed, though, and I used to, when I started a show about 10 years ago, I wouldn't let anybody say that leftism was a sickness, that, you know, liberalism, hardcore progressive liberalism was a sickness. And now, you know, when I see, you know, guys like Adam Schiff, and you're sitting there, and he sees the proof, he sees the evidence and openly denies it. They have a video clip of him saying something, and he openly denies it. I'm now saying, these people are so into it for themselves. They're so into it for their ideology. They're willing to sell America down the road. They're willing to overlook the truth and beat home a lie to get their narrative across. And I hope you're right. I do hope the American people are seeing it and pushing back. I'm just concerned that most people aren't paying attention.
Well, the hard left and the Democratic Party, you know, with Tom Perez, who's a La Raza lawyer, heading it, and then Keith Ellison, number two, at the DNC, who is now, we know, Black Panther as well as Black Muslim, Louis Farrakhan. And this is so far left. It has nothing to do with the Democrats of Jack Kennedy or Hubert Humphrey. This is in Europe, would be a socialist or a communist party.
Right.
And they're intolerant. They don't want a First Amendment. Let's send you to a thought reform camp. They don't want a Second Amendment. They don't want you armed to resist them. They don't want a Fourth Amendment because they think that they control social media and the intelligence agencies who's going to collect data on you as a conservative to censor you and put you in a prison. I mean, that's the reality. And unfortunately, what the Schiffs and the others don't realize is every place the communists have taken over, the first ones they kill are the useful idiot intellectuals who were stupid enough to support them in the first place.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Jerome, I know your time is precious. Tell people again where they get the book. And what if they want an autographed copy of your book? How do they get that?
People are sending me emails at JRLC. My initial is Jerome Robert Lewis Corsi, JRLC@yahoo.com. And I'm telling you how to get a self-addressed envelope to me, send me their book, or ask for a book plate and I'll send it to them. I don't charge for signing books. Every patient, I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed with the books to sign, but I'm getting them out, and the book plates are getting sent. I keep running out of book plates, so be patient with me, but I will get them all out, and I'm happy to do that. I don't charge anything for signing books or sending out book plates.
Yeah, I appreciate your time with me. I will definitely bring you back on from time to time. This stuff to me, I'm just amazed at how we got to this level. And maybe I was in a coma all my life, but you know, I look at what's going on. I was always hoped that there'd be enough Americans, enough people that love this country from within the government that would speak up, would have pushed back. And I'm somewhat disenchanted by it. Anyway, you keep up the good work.
Well,
I really appreciate what you're doing too. Go ahead.
My pleasure. I think in my book is written, you know, read Killing the Deep State all the way through, because it's about killing the deep state and how Trump is going to do it. And the book ends, Trump wins.
Well, I'm optimistic and hope you're right. I'm concerned with what they might do to him as time goes on, and maybe he's too smart to get himself put in that position. But I know you got to get rolling. Thank you so much for being with me.
Okay, great to be with you. Thank you very much.
All right. You know, it was a good. I like to say so myself. It was a good interview. I enjoyed my time with him, and I was, again, as I said, I was surprised in what I heard and what he had to say. Hey, I appreciate the time you guys have spent with me today. Always appreciate your time. I know how precious it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We are here every day. Hopefully, you will be too. Check us out up on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.